Seattle has become divided over the issue of homelessness. That's according to Mayor Ed Murray. Tonight, he will give a speech updating the city on the state of emergency he declared over the homelessness crisis. But Murray also wants to address that polarization he's seeing in the city.
We hear two conversations. One is that the homeless are criminal drug addicts, and the other is that the city is just trying to sweep the homeless out of the right-of-way of the freeway or off of our sidewalks to hide the problem. And neither one of those conversations are correct. Some homeless, particularly a few who are drug addicts, are actually committing crimes. And contrary to the conversation in some neighborhoods, the police are actually arresting them and enforcing the law. And we are not sweeping people out of illegal encampments to hide them. We're going in, we're offering services, we're cleaning up garbage, human feces, and needles. We're trying to take care of people, trying to get them out of there. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to happen quickly.
Well, some residents, including people who live in Ballard, Magnolia, are hiring private security forces because they say that you're wrong. The police aren't enforcing the law. Why wouldn't they know what they're talking about?
Here's the reality. Under a new chief, Chief O'Toole, a new command staff, this department is policing. And the most recent statistics the chief gave me as recently as a week ago, crime overall in the city is down 10%. So I think we need to be reality based here. Just because a lot of people are on a lot of social media sites that didn't exist before talking about crimes that may have happened, I'm going to trust Chief O'Toole. Does that mean we don't have problems? We've got problems, but we're getting on top of those problems.
So are you saying these residents are having their fears whipped up in sort of an echo chamber?
I think in part, yes. In part, people are having their cars broken into. In part, property crime is a problem. And yes, there are some homeless, particularly some who are deep into drug addiction, who are committing crimes. But we've got people living in houses that are committing crimes. We've got people who work in jobs who are committing crimes. So yes, I think some people have decided to denigrate and vilify the homeless and try and equate homelessness with crime. And it's just not the case.
Let's talk about the unauthorized tent camps. Seattle has cleared out about 40 unsanctioned homeless tent encampments since November. The city calls it a cleanup. I've heard advocates call these sweeps. Either way, city council members and some advocates have raised concerns. Why are these cleanups or sweeps necessary?
So we have people living in places that aren't safe. We've had folks fall off the freeway where they've been sleeping and die. We've had people murdered in these tents. People are being raped in these tents. So instead of doing sweeps, which was the old model, we're slowly scaling up intervention teams and hiring people to clean up garbage and feces and needles. We're going in and we're attempting to get people services. I don't know what is so humane about saying, let's not touch those people. Let's just leave them in their addiction. So I realize, again, it's fun to have this like outdated conversation, bad mayor sweeping the homeless out, trying to hide them, when in fact is what we're doing is trying to offer them services, trying to clean up the city so we don't have a public health crisis. Now, if the council wants us to step down and not do this type of intervention, then I would encourage them to pass a resolution and we can see how the city feels about that.
What about the issue of the one-night count coming up? This is how we assess the homelessness problem. It's how we allocate money to solve it or to ameliorate it. How does clearing out some of these encampments and scattering people, how does that help us get an accurate one-night count?
You know, I think that's incredibly offensive. We are not clearing out people. We're getting people into treatment. We're getting people into housing. How is that a bad thing? The reason for the state of emergency, an unusual thing to do in a human service crisis, was because I recognize the problem is growing greater in that we need greater funds. So that seems to me to be like old political games versus actually trying to build a partnership in Seattle. To accuse us, the people who've actually invested more money than any point in the history of the city, the mayor who actually signed a declaration of emergency went to D.C. to ask for more federal funding. To say that we're trying to hide homelessness is just offensive and, I suspect, cheap politics.
You've added more shelter beds. You've opened city-run tent camps, vehicle parking lots. What else do you plan to do with your state of emergency powers?
A state of emergency, as in an earthquake, is a request for aid from the state and federal government. That's what the city of Bellingham just asked. That's why Portland did a state of emergency. That's why the governor of the state of Hawaii did a state of emergency. We have done, as a city, all we can do. What we're asking for is we all need extra help. We all need assistance with mental health and drug treatment. There isn't a county in this country that has enough affordable housing. It isn't going to be Seattle solving this problem. We're asking people to stop this conversation about Seattle can solve it or Seattle's the reason it's happening and realize we are in a national crisis. And it's only when we get those services across this nation that we will be able to get a handle on this problem without doing something to help us with mental health treatment, with drug addiction treatment, with the massive loss of federal resources for affordable housing. We will not, by ourselves, be able to get on top of this crisis.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray will address the city tonight about the homelessness crisis, the state of emergency that he's declared. You can watch that speech on Seattle Channel at 7:30. That's Channel 21 on Comcast and Wave. You can also stream the speech on seattlechannel.org/live.